Running Easy helped me learn how to recover between workouts, so that not every workout, not every time I got out and run, didn't have to be at a marathon pace or, you know, leave me gasping for air at the end of it. You know, being able to recover between workouts, you know, I want to make this a lifelong, you know, as a master's runner, I want to make this a lifelong venture well beyond my 52 years. I need to be able to recover. I need to be able to have good form. So I use running slow, easy days as a good way to work on my form as well, to make sure that I've got good habits while I'm running.
Hi there, my running friend. This is Coach Claire Barthelic, the Planted Runner, and this is the Run to the Top podcast, one of the first and only running podcasts dedicated to making you a better runner with each and every episode. We are created and produced by the expert team of running coaches at runnersconnect.net, where you can find the best running information on the internet, as well as running coaching plans to fit every runner and every budget. Welcome to this bonus episode of the Run to the Top, where I'm going to share the number one secret to becoming a faster runner, and that's by slowing most of your runs down. I know it sounds counterintuitive that slow running will make you faster, but today I'm going to explain the science behind the theory and hear from a real runner who has mastered this technique. Before we dive into the episode, if you're gearing up for a fall or summer race, then you're not going to want to miss our special masterclass being hosted by Coach Jeff Saturday, June 5th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The event is completely free, and Coach Jeff is going to walk you through the four most common training plan mistakes and how to avoid them. You'll learn how the way your training plan is structured makes it harder to stay consistent and make progress. He'll talk about why your training leading up to the race might go fantastic, yet you consistently seem to underperform on race day. Understand why you might be hitting plateaus and unable to make long-term progress, and the easy solution to break through. Finally, he'll cover one of the most overlooked aspects of a training plan and why it's so important. Plus, there'll be time to answer any questions you have about your training. Again, the masterclass is completely free and will happen live Saturday, June 5th, 2021 at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Plus, there will be a recording sent to anyone who registers. To reserve your spot for free and attend live or get the recording, just head to runnersconnect.net/learn. You heard from Jared at the top of the show, a very fast master's runner who credits slowing down his easy runs with helping him speed up his race times. Jared is a naturally faster runner, but he never had any formal running training before signing up for his first race. When he came to Runners Connect, he had a lot to learn.
I would say the thing I had to learn to do differently by far more than anything else was learning how to slow down, to really, and I'd say run easy. That to me was the biggest challenge, and really probably for two reasons. One, coming to the understanding, this is where Runner Connect is so amazing, and what they do is understanding how running slower can actually help me race faster. And that was a challenge in the beginning.
One of the primary reasons to run slowly on your easy days and for most of your long runs is that slower running builds the aerobic system. Let's get into the science of what that is and why easy running is so important. In order to exercise, your body needs to break down carbohydrate and convert it into glycogen so it can be used as energy for fuel. With enough oxygen, the body will use the aerobic system, also known as aerobic glycolysis, to create energy, or ATP, to power endurance running. When you breathe in, if you are going slow enough, the body efficiently uses all the oxygen it needs to power the muscles, and then you exhale. As you continue to run aerobically over time, your body gets better and better at using oxygen to make energy, which allows you to run faster when you want to. And the reason having a great aerobic system is critical is because 85 to 99% of the energy needed to race any distance longer than 800 meters comes from the aerobic system. There simply is no better way to train the aerobic system than easy running. Learning the science of easy running convinced Jared to slow his runs way down.
I would say for me, you know, now understanding some of the science behind running slower, that certainly helped build my confidence in why running slower helps. So, you know, the articles published by Runners Connect, being able to read a little bit about what happens at the cellular level when you run easy, you know, the development of mitochondria and the capillaries and how that builds your aerobic base. I would never have understood that without having joined Runners Connect and helped me understand some of the science that goes behind that.
Jared talked about capillary and mitochondria development. These are the two major physiological developments that occur with aerobic training. There are several more, but let's not get too bogged down in the science for now. Capillaries are the smallest of the body's blood vessels, and they help bring oxygen and nutrients to the muscle tissues while taking waste products out. The more capillaries you have surrounding each muscle fiber, the faster you can transport oxygen and carbohydrate into your muscles. Aerobic training, by running easy, increases the number of capillaries per muscle fiber. This means your muscles get more oxygen and nutrients while waste products are removed faster. With more oxygen and less waste, you can run faster. Mitochondria are microscopic organelles found in your muscle cells that contribute to the production of ATP, or energy. The job of mitochondria is to break down carbohydrate, fat, and protein into usable energy if there's enough oxygen around. The more mitochondria you have and the greater their density, the more energy you can generate during exercise, which will enable you to run faster and longer. Aerobic training increases both the number and the size of the mitochondria in your muscle fibers. Okay, so we know that building the aerobic system allows us to run faster. But doesn't it make more sense to make that happen faster by running faster every day? Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Not only will running faster result in diminished aerobic development, but it increases the chance of injury and overtraining. Let's look at why. Scientific research has shown that peak capillary development happens between 60 and 75% of 5K pace, and maximum mitochondrial development occurs when running at 55 to 75% of 5K pace. In other words, the optimal easy run pace for aerobic development is between 55 and 75% of your 5K pace, with the average pace being about 65%. That is going to feel very slow if you are not used to it. For a 20-minute 5K runner, that's somewhere around 9:45 pace. For a 30-minute 5K runner, that's more like 12 to 13-minute pace. And if you don't know your 5K race pace, that's okay. Actual pacing on an easy run doesn't have to be that complicated.
You know, one of the things on an easy run is I do not, under any sort of, ever look at my watch. In fact, I just forget it's there other than when it beeps at me that says, hey, you know, you've completed mile one, mile two, mile three, whatever. That's truly the only time I ever look at the watch on an easy run because it's not really about pace.
The science is absolutely clear that running faster isn't going to develop your aerobic system more rapidly. But many runners wonder, what's the harm in running faster on those days when you feel good? The problem with that is the faster you run on your easy days, the more stress you place on the muscles, tendons, ligaments, and bones. On those days when you're feeling fresh, it's fun to go faster. But if your hips aren't strong enough yet to handle the pace or the extra days of faster running, it wouldn't be surprising if your IT band becomes inflamed or your hamstring gets angry. Even if your breathing is fine, you are setting yourself up for injury. Did you know that aqua jogging, also known as deep water running, can help you maintain your fitness for 4 to 6 weeks when injured? Studies have shown that runners who aqua jog for 6 weeks have the same 5K times both before and after their 6 weeks of only aqua jogging. Plus, studies have shown it can actually improve recovery by increasing blood flow and burns more calories than just about any other cross-training exercise. If you're interested in aqua jogging to rehab your injury or to cross-train effectively, then the absolute best way is to use one of my favorite programs, Fluid Running. Fluid Running is a pool running app that comes with guided pool running workouts and instructions, headphones and belt included. Even though I knew the value of pool running, I used to dread aqua jogging workouts because they were so boring and took all my mental energy to stay consistent. But with workouts directly in my ear, it's changed the whole experience, and I actually look forward to the workouts. So much so that I now use aqua jogging as a cross-training activity in the summer, even when I'm not injured. Fluid Running is an awesome deal when you consider it comes with the belt, highly recommended for better form, the waterproof headphones, a game changer for making pool workouts fun, a tether to add variety to the workouts you do, and the guided workout app to make your cross training have structure and make it a whole lot more interesting. That's why we've partnered with them to give you two additional running specific workouts you can load into the app when you use the code RTTT. To check out the product, head to runnersconnect.net/pool. And add the code RTTT in the coupon field, and the workouts will be added to your order for free. Besides building a big aerobic engine, Easy Days can help you recover from your hard workouts and run those speed days faster, but not if you run your Easy Days too fast.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm 52 years old now, and there's no doubt that I need to make sure if I'm going to get the most out of my workouts, those harder efforts, that I've got to make sure that my body's had as much opportunity to recover between those workouts as possible. And that would not be possible in any way, shape, or form if my easy runs weren't slowing down, if I wasn't running them as easy as possible. Because getting that recovery, I mean, you can't get around that. It will catch you at some point if you're not giving your body time to recover. Those faster workouts are critical. They have absolute specific purposes, whether it's thresholds or tempos. And so to go in with giving myself the best opportunity to nail those efforts, the easy run is critical to that happening. You can't do it without it.
After a speedy workout, your muscles will have micro tears from the forceful contractions, which happen at fast speeds. These micro tears cause muscle soreness and make training the day after a hard workout extra hard. The body heals these small micro tears through the circulatory system, which delivers oxygen and nutrients to those muscles that need repair. When you run easy, oxygen and nutrients are delivered directly to the muscles used during running. If you run easy enough, the stress and micro tears that result from running are virtually non-existent. In other words, you don't need a recovery day from your recovery run. Okay, by now, I hope I have convinced you with the science to slow down those easy runs. So how exactly do you do it? My best advice is to run just like you would on a fast day, with great form and with quick, light steps. The only difference is your stride gets shorter. There's really no such thing as too slow on an easy day, as long as you're not out there just shuffling. You are still hopping from one foot to the next with each step. Here's how Jared does it.
I say the key for me is I think about it while I'm running. So, you know, I'm always wondering, you know, what are my glutes doing? Are my glutes engaged? Are my hips in the right position? If I'm getting, you know, hip extension, making sure that it's coming from the hips and not, I'm not arching my back. Is my posture, you know, upright? You know, when I'm running, you know, what's my arm swing look like? So I'm just going through all kind of a checklist of different items as I'm running. And I'll do that, you know, kind of as my trigger to do that is every time my watch beeps for, you know, the mile that I've just completed, that's kind of my notification to myself that, okay, I've just completed a mile. Let's just do a check real quick on, is my form still good? Am I still upright? Is my arm carriage still, you know, relaxed, not overly tense? Or do I still feel like my glutes and my hips are, you know, propelling me forward? I'm not doing a lot with like the calves and things like that. So I use the miles, to kind of refresh my memory to make sure I do those checks.
Once you get the physical form of running easy down, the next thing to do is make sure your ego is on board. Running slowly can feel somehow embarrassing, even though it shouldn't. It's a necessary part of training and should be done with purpose and pride. But even fast runners like Jared have struggled with this.
I mean, there is some ego there that I don't want people to think I'm a slow runner. And so the ego tells me I need to run faster than what I should be running because I want to post a faster time. I want that easy run to be in the low seven. So people will go, wow, look at him. He's really a fast runner. So I had to really kind of put that ego aside and say, it's okay. I'm not trying to prove myself to anyone other than I'm just trying to make myself a better and a healthy runner along the way. And so it's okay to run slower and not to worry about what other people's perceptions may be of my paces.
Confidence in your running ability will come when you train smart and see the results of your hard work. It takes patience, but it's well worth the effort. If you'd like to not only run faster, but remain a runner for life, easy running, about 80% of the time, is the most proven way to get there. Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast with me, Claire Bartholik, the Planted Runner. Our mission is to help you become a better runner with every episode. Connect with me on Instagram at The Planted Runner and at Runners Connect. Join the Runners Connect team at runnersconnect.net and support our show for free with a review on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show and want to get more free content in your inbox, become one of my favorite listeners and get the elite treatment at runnersconnect.net/podcast. Have a great run today.